Friday morning, you're with Ben Fordham on 2GB. Great to catch up. Now, we wanted to say a congratulations to Adam Zampa because our cricketers are still on a high after getting back, after becoming the T20 World Cup champions for the first time, beating New Zealand by 8 wickets in the final. And what about the celebrations in the dressing room? But our best bowler during the tournament was Adam Zampa. He took 13 wickets at an average of 12. And he's agreed to have a chat with us, and we're calling him right now, Adam Zampa, a member of our winning T20 World Cup team. He's promised he will pick up. Well, he's supposed to be joining us.
Believe it or not, Zob isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
What? This is his voicemail.
I must be out, or I'd pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
Wow. That's Adam Zampa's voicemail. Now, he was supposed to be picking up. Hey, pick up your phone. We'll ring you back in just a tick. Let's ring him back because he promised us he'd be available right now. And we got the voicemail. How good was that? The George Costanza-inspired voicemail message. Let's try him again.
Oh, it's Adam speaking.
Adam, Ben Fordham, you're live on 2GB Radio.
How you going, mate?
What the hell is going on with your voicemail?
George Costanza. George Costanza.
Mate, absolute respect. Boy, you can sing as well as spin.
Oh, I don't know about that, mate. Yeah, I get pretty good feedback from my voicemails. Just a, I don't know if you're a Seinfeld fan, but...
Oh, well, mate, everyone's a Seinfeld fan. Oh, I said straight away, I was like, hang on a moment, he's doing a George Costanza. That's quite brilliant. How long's that been on there? Do you rotate the messages or has that been on there for a while?
No, it's been on there for a while, mate. Unless Larry David comes up with something on the most recent series of Curb, it's probably going to stay.
Oh, so you love Curb Your Enthusiasm as well. Now, listen, we should probably talk about you apart from Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld and George Costanza. Mate, congratulations. You must be over the moon.
Yeah, mate, absolutely pumped. It's a bloody good feeling.
What was the flight home like? Because I'm hearing reports that there was some playing up going on.
Well, it was two flights or three flights ended up happening, unfortunately. We couldn't all fly together. I was actually with Daniel Sams on a flight to Sydney, so we were pretty tame, to be honest with you, but I haven't heard too many reports about the charter flight.
Yeah, no, I don't mean playing up as in bad behaviour. I just mean celebrating the fact that you're the T20 world champions. What was the dressing room like? We've seen the celebrations in there.
Oh, it was great fun, mate, yeah. It's a feeling that you dream of when you're a kid and think about playing World Cups, and that's why you play, to have those feelings and that celebration. So we made the most of it, mate. It was a very good vibe.
You're listening to Ben Fordham on 2GB. This is Adam Zampa, who... is a member of our winning T20 World Cup team. And I just mentioned the dressing room. I want you to listen to the celebrations, the singing that went on in the dressing rooms after they won.
Free from desire, man and senses still fire. Free from desire, man and senses still fire. Free from desire, man and senses still fire. Free from desire.
Mate, where does that come from? It turns out that that track is favoured by sporting teams right around the world. I'm amazed.
I think it actually was started by the Italian soccer team after they won the Euros. You know, it's a pretty good sing-along song. We sang it a few times, actually, throughout the World Cup.
I was a bit more impressed with your singing on the voicemail message, to be honest with you.
Mate, much better on the voicemail.
And tell me, the Aussies obviously will be undertaking the next challenge, which will be the Ashes. We know that you're not part of that, but you'll be a keen viewer. How are we going to go against England?
It's always going to be tough. It's international cricket, but I really think that Australia will win that series pretty easily. As I did say, it'll be a tough series, but I think with the experience that we've got and probably the inexperience that they have with their batting, it's going to be an Australian win.
Well, listen, we wanted to say big congratulations to you and the whole team, and you were outstanding over there. You took 13 wickets at an average of 12. You should be over the moon with that. And can you just give us one more sample of that voicemail message? We just want to hear you singing it one more time.
All right. It kind of goes like, believe it or not, Zob isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep. It's only funny if you watch Seinfeld, though, so if you haven't.
Mate, you're loose. We love it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Everyone's got to get on to Seinfeld if you haven't, by the way. Get on to it.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Guys. Adam Zampa, a member of our winning T20 World Cup team. And what a sense of humour as well. Love the voicemail message.